The Dutch Safety Board said today that it's taken charge of the investigation into the shooting of Malaysia Air Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine. Also, the two black boxes from the airliner are reported to have arrived in Britain. And in the Netherlands, it was a national day of mourning. Church bells rang across the country for 5 somber minutes just before 2 transport planes arrived at Eindhoven Air Base, carrying the first coffins of those victims. The BBC's Daniel Bocher joins us on his cell phone from Eindhoven. And Daniel, just tell us what you've seen today.
Yes, 2 transport aircraft, one from Australia, one from the Netherlands, touched down here at the Royal Air Force Base, which is part of Eindhoven Airport, within minutes of one another. They then taxied over to the edge of the apron, and then the last post sounded, and there was a minute's silence. At the edge of the airfield, the flags of all the countries who lost nationals on flight MH17 were flying at half-mast. The King and Queen of the Netherlands were here, and also relatives of some of those who died on the flight. Organisers say up to 1,000 of them. They were shielded from the media, so kept away from the press for their privacy. For those families, it has, of course, been a long and desperate wait for the bodies to be recovered from Ukraine, from the crash site, and brought here to the Netherlands. We believe that there were 40 coffins on those 2 flights, but the bodies have not yet been identified. So the families still do not know at this point when they will get their loved ones back.
40 coffins on these 2 flights. The Netherlands lost more than 190 of its citizens. And the images this morning were absolutely heartbreaking of these simple wooden coffins being removed one by one by members of the Dutch military off these transport planes and put onto what felt like an endless line of black hearses waiting on the tarmac. What's supposed to happen next? Because, as you said, the bodies have not yet been identified. How long may that process take?
Well, the Dutch Prime Minister has said that he believes it could be weeks, if not months. And what has been happening here in the Netherlands is that police have been talking to families. Each family has a specially trained liaison officer, and they have been gathering information and where possible gathering DNA as well to help in the identification process. But it will take time, and at the moment we simply don't know how long it will take. Before that has happened, the bodies will not be able to be repatriated to other countries from the Netherlands either.
And as we mentioned, some 40 coffins on these 2 flights today. So certainly there will be more such ceremonies in the coming days. Do we know when the other bodies will be brought back to the Netherlands?
We don't know that. All that we have been told is that as and when there are further flights that haven't been confirmed, but if and when that does happen, they will also be coming here to Eindhoven.
Now, I understand that bells, church bells across the Netherlands rang out for 5 minutes this morning prior to these flights landing. Certainly, there must be crushing grief and anger amongst the Dutch people there. What are Dutch officials saying about what they'd like to have happen next in this investigation?
Well, at the moment, the focus is still on making sure that all of the bodies are brought here the Netherlands, and that the investigation, which of course has been hampered for so long, that actually makes progress and starts giving relatives some of the answers that they want. Here in the Netherlands, it has been a very quiet, dignified response to what has happened. Families grieving in private with the support of their communities, but it is something which has absolutely shocked this country. And people have felt that this is an attack on the Netherlands, and just one small indication of just how people feel here. As I look out ahead of me now, there are hundreds of residents who live nearby here who come here to line the streets at the edge of the Air Force Base so that they can pay their respects.
The BBC's Daniel Bocher speaking to us from the Netherlands.